The presbyter has been so active of late to twist himself into the mysteries of state, giving birth to a plot to amuse the dark world, till into confusion three kingdoms are heard. It is so long since he murdered his prince that the unwary rabble he hopes to convince with jingling words that bear little sense, deluding them with religious pretense. Their scribbling poet is such a dull sot, to blame the poor devil for hatching the plot. The murder of king with many things more, he falsely would put on the Jesuit score. When all that have eyes, be foolish or wise, may see the sly presbyter through his disguise. Their brethren in Scotland has made it well known, by murdering that bishop what sins are their own. The poet, whose senses are somewhat decayed, takes Joan for a Jesuit in masquerade. His muse ran so fast she ne'er looked behind her, or else to a woman she would have proved kinder. His fury so hot to hunt out the plot, that fain he would find it where it is not. Although I've exposed it to all that are wise, he has stifled his reason and blinded his eyes. An old Aeneas Fatus, who leads men astray, and leaves the myth ditch, but still keeps his way, in politic head first framed this plot, from whence it descended to Presbyter Scott, who quickly took fire, and as soon did despair, having grave factious fools their zeal to admire, for whom the same cause would freely fly out, but plotting's more safe to bring it about. Here's one for religion is ready to fight, that believes not in Christ, yet swears he's ith right. If our English church, as he says, be a whore, were sure 'twas Jack Presbyter did her deflower, he'd fain pull her down as well as the crown, and prostitute her to every dull clown, to bring in religion that's fit for the rabble, whilst atheism serves himself that's more able. A pestilent peer of a levelling spirit, who only the sins of his sire doth inherit, with an unsteady mind and chimerical brain, which his broken fortune doth weakly sustain. He lodged ith city like alderman brave, being fed up with faction to which he's a slave. He never didst fight but once for his whore, which his feeble courage attempted no more. Another with preaching and praying wore out, inspired by the covenant is grown very stout, thought cause to revive it is his design, though the fabric of monarchy he undermine. He tortured his pate, both early and late, ith tower where this mischief he hoped to create, but to country dwelling he now doth retire, to preach to domestics whilst they do admire. Another with head both empty and light, for the good old cause is willing to fight. If choice of fit members forth next parliament, he spit at his zeal to the rabble's content. Whilst his wife in great state chose a duke for her mate, for whose sake a combustion he needs would create. For since his indulgence allows her a friend, he'd make him as great as his wish can extend. There's one whose fierce courage is fond to decay, at Geneva inspired he's much led away. He would set up a cipher instead of a king, from presbyter zeal such folly doth spring. He once did betray a whole town in a day, and since did at sea fly fairly away. He had better spin out the rest of his thread in making pot guns which disturb not his head. Some others of fortunes both dispersed and low, with big swelling titles does make a great show. A flexible prince they would willingly have, that to presbyter subjects should be a mere slave. They'd set him on's throne to tumble him down, they scorn to submit to scepter and crown, and into confusion or commonwealth turn a people that hastens to be undone. If such busy heads that would us confound were on advanced high or placed underground, we'd honor our king and live at our ease, and make the dull presbyter do what we please, who has cheated our eyes with borrowed disguise, till all of our reason they'd take in excise. But let's from their slavery strive to be free, and no people can e'er be so happy as we.